For one singing hour of peace, count a year of strife well lost. Our service this morning is influenced by a service that Reverend Beth Graham, no relation, presented to her Unitarian congregation in Huntington, New York. She tells the story of her colleague, Dr. David Blanchard, who, while on sabbatical in East Africa, heard a story of a people who believed that we are each created with our own song. Their tradition as a community is to honor that song by singing it as a welcome when a child is born, also as a comfort when a child is ill, in celebration when the child marries, and in affirmation and love when death comes. Most of us were not welcomed into the world that way. Menno sometimes has his own tune. Thanks for turning that off, Menno. Few of us seem to know our own songs. But many of us learn songs throughout our lives that may become our own songs. Choir members have a real advantage here because they're exposed to so many possible songs. Some of our choir members have shared their favorites with us this morning. Isabel likes songs that open and close the day. Does she hum "The Morning Hangs a Signal" to herself when she puts on her morning coffee? Does Penny Boyce sing her beloved "May Nothing Evil Cross This Door" when she heads out to harvest her yellow plums? Did Braden Young whistle "Blue Boat Home" as he waited in line at Heathrow? Affirmative. I was raised in the United Church by enthusiastically musical parents. The whole family was in the choir. My mom just resigned from her church choir 2 years ago at the ripe old age of 92, same year she gave up playing the saxophone. Because of those early years of mine singing in the church's children's choirs, I learned many tunes I loved. But even back then, I didn't always love the words. Say no more. Although I usually just sang them by rote. So when I became a Unitarian, I discovered that many of the wonderful tunes that I knew were used with new words. New words that were meaningful to me. Wow. Now my only challenge was to find the one that I liked the best. Well, I found that difficult. But for today, my song is "For the Beauty of the Earth," hymn number 21. It speaks to our most important principles. For the beauty of the earth, for the splendor of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, source of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For the joy of earth, of ear and eye, for the heart and mind's delight, for the mystic harmony linking sense to sound and sight, for the wonder of each hour of the day and of the night, for the mystic hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light, for the joy of human care, sister, brother, parent, child, for the kinship we all share, for all gentle thoughts and mild, source of all, to thee we raise This our hymn of grateful praise. It takes a while for many of us to figure out which is our own song and which is the song that others would like us to sing. Some of us are slow learners. Reverend David says that he heard his song not necessarily from doing extraordinary things in exotic places, but from doing some pretty ordinary things in some routine places. For every phrase he heard climbing Kilimanjaro, he heard another in a chair at the therapist's office. For every measure he heard in the silence of a retreat, he heard another laughing with his children. For every note he heard in the wind on the beach, he gleaned more from spending time with a dying friend as her children sang her song back to her. What came to astound him was not that the song appeared, but that it was always there. Mystic stuff. Reverend David Blanchard figured that the only way he could have known his song for his own was that he had heard it before. Before memory went to work making sense and order of the mystery of our beginning. This is the really mystic stuff. Our songs sing back to us something of our essence, something of our truth, something of our uniqueness. When our songs are sung back to us, it is not about approval, but about recognizing our being and our belonging. Our belonging and being in the human family. Maybe our newest church member, Demetrius Jazz Green Linwood, will remember the music sung and played to him in utero. Is that why expectant mothers are encouraged to sing to their unborn children? It's good to know our songs by heart, especially for those lonely times when the world is not singing them back to us. That's usually a good time to start humming to yourself, that song that is most your own. They can be heard as songs of love or of longing, songs of encouragement or of comfort. Songs of struggle or of security. But most of all, they are the songs of life, giving testimony to what has been giving praise for all we're given, giving hope for all we strive for, giving voice to the great mystery that carries each of us in and out of this world. Reverend Beth Graham has commented on this story of David Blanchard's and says, "What David Blanchard is lifting up is nothing less than what a church such as this one does together as we live out our lives in each other's company. What he is describing, what we try to express as Unitarian Universalists, are these truths. Each of us is unique. Each of us has gifts we are given at birth. We are born with these gifts. They're wired into us. Each of us has the responsibility to apply these talents to the world. Each of us must navigate how to find our place in creation's fold, while understanding that everyone around us is involved in the very same pursuit, navigation. As Blanchard tells us, it takes a while for many of us to figure out which is our song and which is the song that others would like us to sing. Some of us are slow learners. I heard my song not necessarily from doing extraordinary things, he says, in exotic places, What came to astound me was not that the song appeared, but that it was always there. Whatever we believe about the origins of our creation, whatever is our understanding about a creator, imagining that we each have music that is ours to sing, a song that is echoed back and forth between us and the other, perhaps, or between us and one another. Whatever our theological orientation, this is worth pondering. Right now, I'm not interested in debating how the song got there. I'm interested in unearthing the song that is there within each of us. Imagine the idea of having a tune that is yours and just your own. A song that lives in our heart and mind that describes us to the world. A song that we sometimes hear the world sing back to us. A song that is there, no matter it be day or night, ready to comfort, to sustain, and encourage us. Imagine, and then ask yourself, what's your song? What does your life echo back to the world? Nearly a century ago, Rabindranath Tagore wrote, "I have spent my days stringing and unstringing my instrument, while the song I came to sing remains unsung." This Nobel-winning Hindu poet conjured up for us the image of a person who spends more time doing tasks than being his or herself, living out his or her true song. Blanchard was reminded of Tagore's lines when he wrote about the people of East Africa. And Mary Oliver says the same thing in one of her poems. What is it to plan to do? What is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Regardless of your years on this earth, what is your life song? What calls out to you from the universe? What melody do you give voice to in return? We've often said in worship services meetings that when we want to have a long meditation, what we'd like to maybe ask people to do if they can't stand staying quiet that long is to look through the hymn book. And if you're one of those people, maybe you can take that opportunity to find your song if you haven't it already. And finally, to quote Reverend Beth Graham again, she says, "My hope for our Unitarian Universalist churches is that here we continue to make room for the various ways our fellow faithed hear the universe calling out to them. My hope is that we do more than eavesdrop on the tunes our neighbors are echoing back and forth to and from the world. My hope is that we are moved and shaped into being more honest and faithful Unitarian Universalists by opening ourselves up to the songs that abound."